As recently as a year ago, if a lower priority report of waste, fraud, or abuse arrived via the Defense Department Inspector General's hotline, it could potentially sit in a processing queue for several months before getting attention from investigators. But as of this March, the backlog is entirely gone, and even Priority 3 cases are handled well within 30 days. The Department of Health and Human Services, which runs another of the government's busiest IG hotlines, has a similar story to tell. A few years ago, the average processing time for incoming complaints was about 6 months. Today, it's also inside 30 days. Federal officials say agencies large and small across government are improving their hotline programs, partially by embracing new technologies and partially through simple business process improvements, moving cases through the system more quickly and, in turn, more effectively meeting their core missions of allowing federal employees and members of the public to blow the whistle on fraud and threats to life and safety. Patrick Gookin is the director of DOD's hotline program.
All of us signed up for this profession to help people. Backlog complaints doesn't give people the help in the timely fashion that they need. Us meeting metrics and eliminating our backlog gives us not only a huge sense of pride, but worth that what we're doing matters and we're getting help for people as soon as we can get it to them.
One major reason the changes are spreading is that agency hotline officials now have a formalized venue to share what's working and what's not amongst themselves. A year ago, Gookin's office helped set up three working groups which meet quarterly. One is focused on programs in the DOD IG community, another is federal government-wide, and a third is open to all hotline officials, including those from state, local, and tribal governments, and even nonprofit groups. Scott Van Trees runs the hotline program at HHS.
IG hotline community allow us to sit down as a group of directors and representatives and discuss issues and concerns, use of technology, use of new ideas. The federal government over the years, you know, you have your traditional turnover within federal employees. And so as new people come into the program, there could be new ideas that are brought to the forefront, use of new technology as it's made available. It allows a forum for us to honestly and openly discuss how we handle the public's complaints and if there's ways that we can improve them.
One improvement that's already seen widespread adoption is the use of structured online forms to handle the process of taking in new complaints. While the addition of email as a complaint mechanism several years back was a step forward for hotlines, email also has its drawbacks, Gookin says. Since a simple email inbox can't give complainants guidance on what types of information an IG needs for an investigation, the messages can consume a lot of staff time by requiring them to wade through irrelevant information and lead to a lot of back-and-forth interactions as hotline staff try to glean the information they need.
The first thing on the form is managing the expectations of the complainant, to let them know right up front things that we can and cannot do for them. And another big thing about the form, it's a structured format, so we are asking you the who, what, when, where, how, and why. Prior to these structured forms, if you just sent in an open letter to the hotline, you might leave out one of the elements of an offense, but we're guiding you through the whole process in this form so that we cover all the bases so we can evaluate it and see how we can serve you best. We no longer accept emails because they were unstructured and it was a whole lot of back and forth between the complainant and the investigator. So now we have them fill out the online form and it answers all the questions that we need to know so we can evaluate a complaint. It cuts down the time tremendously.
After DOD implemented its new complaint software, it decided to share the source code with the rest of the IG community. Gookin says several hotline officials have already implemented it within their own agencies. Another successful measure, Van Trees says, has been the use of automated phone trees that redirect incoming calls to the proper agency when they aren't within the purview of the agency's IG staff.
Through a series of questions, can better analyze whether or not, and prompts better analyze whether or not there is a matter they're bringing that is more of a question about a program, for example, a beneficiary who has lost their Medicare card or wants to know if a service is covered, has an option to select that takes them to CMS's telephone contact center where they can address that. It's not a matter for the IG to investigate. Or if they're calling in reference to the SNAP program, we use the technology there to seamlessly transfer that person from our hotline telephone tree to USDA's so that they can get better service without actually having to redial. And delay their complaint and cause additional frustration on occasion.
Gookin says DOD's implementation of the phone tree idea is one major reason it was able to eliminate the backlog. Before the automated system, the DOD hotline was regularly swamped with calls about employee pay issues, something the IG is generally prohibited from dealing with. Now, the phone tree automatically transfers callers with pay questions to the proper office at the Defense Finance and Accounting Service. Gookin says the day the system went live, the number of calls his staff had to answer dropped by 60%. After attending one of the federal hotline working group summits for the first time earlier this month, the Special Inspector General for Afghan Reconstruction decided to repurpose that phone tree idea, according to George Melendez, a supervisory investigative analyst who runs SIGAR's hotline program.
We would use that process to allow the caller to select either English, Dari, or Pashto, and the call would be routed appropriately.
Melendez says SIGAR, as a relatively young agency, has been able to maintain enough staff and resources since its beginning to prevent the buildup of a backlog. But it's also made technology improvements as it's gone along. In the early days, staff used simple Excel spreadsheets to record and track complaints. But 2 years ago, the agency moved to a modern case management system.
There's more visibility to the complaints that we have now. It's easier to share them with the other ASACs that we refer them, because there's cases that we do refer that are assigned to agents for further follow-up. It's made that a lot quicker, a lot easier, and I guess everyone's held a little bit more accountable because of that.
Melendez says SIGAR's also had recent success in using Facebook to generate hotline reports, since the social media service is widely used by Dari and Pashto speakers in the region. The agency has active Facebook pages in both languages.
The instant that they were launched, the response was pretty incredible. We were averaging about 31 contacts a week. We issued the Dari page, and the following week that jumped up to 48 contacts, which is almost like a 50% increase. The Dari page, a few weeks later, we issued, and the contacts the following week after that jumped up to 56. So we're looking at those as being some successes that we plan to use again in the future.
Federal hotline officials say the importance of improving their processes so that complaints move more quickly through the system extends well beyond just providing better service to whistleblowers. Van Trees says within HHS, the adoption of new technologies and business practices has proven its value to the investigative process itself.
One of the largest benefits our investigators get out of that is having information in their hand much more quickly and efficiently than we were able to in the past. Utilizing our internal case system as part of our processing, that is allowing our analysts to forward matters that may need additional agent review to the agents in the field automatically through an electronic system rather than using, historically we've used mail in the past. If it was urgent, you could fax it, email, but it's all moved internally inside the system, and they get to see it as quickly as it's processed and available to them, you know, in many instances, cutting weeks off of referral times, if not more, and in certain instances, getting vital information regarding the destruction of evidence in potential criminal investigations to investigators in short time frame, allowing them to react to the situation.
Gookin agrees the more streamlined officials can make the hotline reporting process, the better, particularly in high-priority cases that require an urgent response.
A noticeable difference in referring things real-time is, one, it stops things that are in progress, and two, it helps the investigator get timely evidence. If it's backlogged for months and it finally gets to an investigator, it's stale, and you could have lost fungible evidence.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.